by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, September 23rd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got 31 text messages this morning during the repeat of Friday's show, especially this last half hour, where I played the video from the construction worker. Christian, black man in an orange t-shirt with a yellow safety vest, doing it probably from his vehicle during working hours. If you'd like the video sent to you, just text me V and I'll send it to you. But basically, agreeing with Democrats when they say that Donald Trump's divisive. Donald Trump is dividing the country. Yes, he is. Agree with them. Absolutely agree with you 100%. Well, why would you want to do that, Trucker? Because he is. And guess what? So was Jesus Christ. When Jesus was here during his 33 years on this planet, when he took human form, he was disruptive to the Jewish faith. Jesus was Jewish. All the disciples were Jewish. His mother, the Virgin Mary, was Jewish. Shalom, shalom. You know what that means? Shalom means peace. I'm giving, offering you peace, shalom. If you say it twice, shalom, shalom, it means I give you perfect peace. Vicky and I were in Boyne City. Christy Rogers was there, thanks to Oscar Barton, Charlevoix County Republican Party chair. Vicky and I went there to meet her and to engage with her, get some Rogers signs, have a conversation with her. Well, guess what? In the parking lot, we pulled in, and a man saw Vicky's Yukon with her information on there about being Antrim County Clerk on November 5th's election. We started talking. He looked at my crucifix and said, "Whoa, you're a Christian." I said, "Yes, sir." Loud and proud. I wear the crucifix everywhere I go. I wear my crucifix not to tell people I'm a Christian, but obviously you took that message. He said, yeah, well, I'm Jewish. And I said, my rabbi walks on water. And he looked at me and he said, well, I thought you said you were a Christian. I said, I am. It's just you guys don't get it. You didn't get it 2,000 years ago when he was here, and you still don't get it today. You're non-believers. I understand. You don't believe that Jesus Christ was God's only son put on this earth to explain to people what they need to do to each other, with each other, interact with each other, how to live your lives. You are more concerned about your Pharisees and Sanhedrin maintaining the power over the Jewish people and the money from the tithings that they gave to the synagogues. You didn't want your power structure disrupted, so you didn't accept him as the Messiah. We looked at the miracles he did, and we believed he was the Messiah, the Son of God. Text me V for video, and I'll send it to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Y'all up here in Northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the North, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the Gun Doctor Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Again, I'm sending the video out to everybody. Let's see. Okay. I got Terry. I got a few others. We'll get to you here during the next break. We'll do the best we can. I got a text message. Let's go with Paul. Yeah, way too long. Yep. Sorry, Paul. Can't get that information in. You got to be short and sweet. One of the things you have to understand, and I guess people, for some reason, don't understand the man, they don't understand the movement, they don't understand our values, our principles. And that's okay. I understand your values, I understand your principles, I understand where you're coming from. Dr. Michael Savage, a longtime syndicated radio show out of San Francisco, California. This is where the guy lives, right in the belly of the beast. And why do I say that? Why do I say belly of the beast? Because the city has fallen into Satan, the devil's control. Nancy Pelosi, longtime congresswoman from San Francisco area. The governor of the state of California, Gavin Newsom. Just like our governor, Gretchen Whitmer, here in Michigan. Many other Democrat politicians in control of their state government, in control of their U.S. Congress seat, in control of their U.S. Senate seats, have completely bought into and are running their lives according to Satan. There are others that are Christians, denounce Satan, don't want Satan in our lives in any way, shape, or form. It's just two different value systems. This election is not about Republican or Democrat. Get the R's and the D's completely out of it. Politics is not partisan this year. It doesn't matter who endorsed who. It doesn't matter who bought signs for who. It doesn't matter about any of that. This election on November 5th is about good versus evil. Satan, the devil, versus God. Yes, this is absolutely what it's coming down to. But if you are possessed by Satan, by the devil, you believe in pornography, you believe in gayism, you believe in LGBTQXYZ, that's your thing. God, we will pray for you. That you would eventually lose what Dr. Michael Savage describes in his book, Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. Your brain is defective of a certain DNA strand. The way you think, the way you process, the way you look at things comes from a completely different perspective than a Christian conservative, which is what I am. I'm not a Republican. Actually, I align myself more with the U.S. Constitution Taxpayer Party, being more of a libertarian. Government, leave us alone. Stay out of my business. Stay out of my life. Stay out of telling me what to do and not to do. I will not wear a seatbelt when driving a vehicle that has 9 airbags. I won't do it. When we were in CDL training for my truck driver's license, we watched videos of truck drivers burned alive in their rigs because their seatbelts jammed and they couldn't get out of them. That's why they told us always, always, always have a knife on you, which I always do to this day. Government telling me, mandating that I have to wear a seatbelt when at the same time I can ride my motorcycle without a helmet. It's completely nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. If your state's going to have seatbelt laws, you have to have helmet laws for motorcycles. Michigan does not. The state is screwed up. Contradictory. Mandates to one class of vehicles versus another. You can't do that. But that's a constitutional argument. I'm not going to get into that right now. This video tells it like it is. Very, very simple. Very simple, very clear, very easy to understand. When Jesus was here, he was not here to go along to get along. He was here to be divisive, to shake things up, to wake people up, to grab the Jews at the time and smack them upside their heads. Some of them became Christians. What does that mean? They believed that Jesus was their Messiah as prophesied in the Old Testament. Jacob, Joseph, Moses, all of it is in there. Spoke of a Messiah coming someday to save the Jewish people. Everybody was Jewish. There were no Christians before Jesus. Jesus was a Jew. His mother was a Jew. Simon Peter. All of them. John. Matthew. Everybody was Jewish. And they were controlled by the Romans at the time. They've always been controlled by somebody. But at the time, Rome controlled what we know today as being Israel. Bethlehem, all of it. Capernaum. If you want to understand it, watch the TV show The Chosen. If you haven't seen it yet, and I, for the life of me, can't believe there's still people out there that hasn't seen this show, you need to check it out. It has an app on your phone that you can send to your smart TV. You can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it on their web. You can find it on the web anywhere. It's called The Chosen. Start with season one, episode one. One of the very first people that Jesus interacted with was the devil's child at the time, controlled by demons, Mary of Magdala. Watch season one, episode one. Now, I have to admit, it's not filmed as good as the recent seasons because as they become more widely known, been able to get more sponsors donating to the cause, he's been able to buy, Dallas Jenkins has been able to buy better cameras and better sound equipment. Season four looks a heck of a lot better than season one. They did okay. But that first episode, I got to tell you, it's kind of rough. It's good, but not as good as season four. But you need to see it. You need to see at least episode one of season one. How he basically exercise the demons out of her. When Nicodemus, the very highly educated Pharisee, could not exercise the demons out of her, Jesus did it. He fixed her. She was broken and he fixed her. And right then, she was a believer. Who was she a believer in? Jesus of Nazareth. After his death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, she saw him after he was crucified by the Romans. She saw him completely with holes in his hands and holes in his feet, resurrected, brought back to life before he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of his Father, God. This election, folks, is that simple. This is good and evil. We have it happening everywhere. Harris versus Trump. Slotkin versus Rogers. We've got it happening in a little tiny school board race in Onaway, Michigan. One slate of candidates with their belief systems, their values, their principles, and another slate of candidates with theirs. This is going to come down to the people of Onaway deciding which slate they want to support. Which six people do they believe in their values and their principles and the direction they want for the future of the kids of Onaway, Michigan going forward? Kind of interesting. A couple of new families coming to the Onaway Public School District have reached out to me. They've reached out to some of our people running on this slate. Sherry LaFave, Bonnard LaFave, Christian Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. They've reached out to them. What the heck is going on in the school district? The stuff they're talking about. The kids, what they're being taught in school. We did not expect this when we moved to Onaway, Michigan. Well, you have to understand, we've been dealing with this agenda for a long time. There's certain people in the community, certain former teachers, certain people in the community that hold a certain set of values and principles that have been in a position to educate our children. Superintendents, principals, teachers, some former, some current, have an agenda. We don't agree with the agenda, but that's the power they have over our kids via the public schools. This video clearly lays it out. Absolutely lays it out perfectly. And again, if you want it, text me V and I'll send it to you. And the bottom line is this. Got a very simple question. What if Christian believers, me and others that listen to this show, this radio station, what if we're right and you're wrong? If you're right and we're wrong, then it doesn't matter when we die. But we believe that when we die, we have been forgiven of our sins. We've all sinned, just like you, but we've been forgiven. And we will go to heaven. That's what we believe. Our souls will go there for eternity. What if we're right and you're wrong?